Young Frankenstein, the Overture welcomes you to another 60 minutes of grease, paint and stage lights. From West End classics to Broadway smashes, from one-foot tapping favourites to the soaring new anthems. We got the glitz, we got the glamour and we've got...
Julia Roofey.
And Alistair Woodgate.
There we are. We've got those as well. It's Mark Bealsby here. Welcome to Grease, Paint and Stage Lights, Best of the Musicals, and as well as all that, our usual features.
Yes, we've got the Lyrical Challenge, which this week, everybody, is really easy.
Oh, let's hear it now.
Here we go. I love you, baby, just like a robin loves to sing.
Oh, thank you.
I love you, baby, like a flower loves the spring.
See, off mic, before, when we were planning this programme, he said, well, do your lyrical challenge at the beginning. Now I know why. Anyway, stick around, folks. We've got a great 60 minutes coming your way.
Children, welcome home to where we all began. Alone and face to face, let us erase the fall of man. Their song, let the crickets hold their breath, let the trees stand still as death, and tell the mosquitoes not to bite. Now we've been hoping for so long, so fill the sky with fireflies, so they can see into each other's eyes, and then they'll get it right. Oh, 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 children, children, don't scared. The moon is up and we're all prepared. Children, take a look around. We're on sacred ground. And what we thought was lost at last is found. Now let the turtle and the dove, let the lion and the lamb, let the owl and wolf and breaks across the countryside. Bird and feathers making love, paws and claws and jaws and beaks. Let the song go on for weeks and weeks to bless this boy and bless his bride. Oh, children, children, don't be scared. The moon is up and we're all prepared.
Hey! children here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Now, last week we left you with a bit of a dilemma because you're going to sum up.
Here we are.
The song, and when we came off air, we actually spoke about it in the studio, and you explained it as best you could. And 10 minutes after that, we gave up, didn't we, Mrs. R?
Yeah, completely.
You thought I was hallucinating, I think.
So, what's the synopsis then?
Oh, goodness, how do you describe Here We Are? It was very much just a sort of sketchy idea, as I understand it, that Stephen Sondheim had put together. So it was sort of pulled together after his death. Who knows whether the songs in it would ultimately have been in this show or something else. How do you summarise the storyline? A couple, their friends turn up for lunch and then somebody else turns up for lunch, but the host couple didn't realise these friends were coming round, so they decide to go out for something to eat. And they go through a succession of restaurants, none of which have got food, or the waiter's shot himself, or for whatever reason, they are thwarted in their attempts to get food. And just lots of strange characters appear on the way, and it's like one of those weird dreams where so many different people come in and out of a dream, and it doesn't make any sense at all. It's kind of like that. And then in Act Two, they're all caught in a room, even though the door of the room is open, but they can't get out. And they go through various weird sort of experiences. And then they realise that they can get out if they go backwards and retrace all their steps. And they finally retrace their steps and skip out into the daylight just as the end of the world is nigh.
See, I can imagine those people, the producers, sitting there going, now, we're going to write a play because we've got a few Sondheim songs. Anyone want a cigarette before we start?
Yep.
Take. I'm your dad!
Harry!
No, the pen is dropped now, good. Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Why does Saigon never sleep at night? Why does this girl smell of orange trees? How can I feel good when nothing's right? Why is she cool when there is no breeze? Vietnam, you don't give answers, do you, friend? Just questions that don't ever end. Why, God? Why today? I'm all through here on my way. There's nothing left here that I'll miss. Why send me now a night like this? Is the girl in this rusty bed? Why am I back in a filthy room? Why is her voice ringing in my head? Why am I high on her cheap perfume? Vietnam, hey look, I mean you no offense, but why does nothing here make sense? Why, God? Show your hand. Why can't one guy understand? I've been with girls who knew much more. I never felt confused before.
To do with me. I went back and re-upped, sure Saigon is corrupt. It felt better to be here driving for the embassy. Cause here if you can pull a string, a guy like me lives like a king. Just as long as you don't believe it.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
So before we ask the experts, we haven't mentioned what is our tour at 22 for this week.
Our tour at 22 this week come from one of the most celebrated musicals of all time. Very often described as being the perfect musical, and that is Guys and Dolls. And the two songs we're going to hear are A Bushel and a Peck and Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Jolly good. Okay, so that's our two at 22. So now here's the Ask the Expert questions about the show.
Oh,
yeah. In the musical Guys and Dolls, Nathan Detroit bets Skye Masterson he can't take a certain doll to Havana. But here's the question. What is the full official name of the mission worker Skye is challenged to take, and why is her name a subtle nod to her character arc?
It's Sarah Brown, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, it is Sarah Brown.
Sister
spot on.
Sarah Brown. So what is... I can't work out what the nod is to her character arc.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
So you've got Sarah Brown, I'll give you that. The subtle clue is in her surname. Brown suggests modesty, plainness, and a life lived strictly by the rules.
Does it?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
Question two, Guys and Dolls.
That's one interpretation.
Guys, pay attention, please, class.
Sorry.
Guys and Dolls is famously called a musical fable of Broadway, but it wasn't written from scratch. It's based on short stories by which author, and even trickier, which specific character from the show does not appear in those original stories?
Well, it's Damon
Runyon. Damon Runyon stories.
It is.
Who which doesn't one? Appear in the stories?
Do you want a clue? Because you've been talking about.
Would it be a woman? Would it be Sarah Brown?
It would be.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yes.
She was created specifically for the musical to give Skye Masterson a proper
love
romantic
interest.
Foil. There we are. Question three. One of the most famous numbers is Luck Be a Lady, but it's easy to mix up who sings it and when. Which character originally had the song written for them, and why did it get reassigned to Skye Masterson before the show opened?
Possibly Nathan.
Well, I would have thought Nathan, because he was trying to raise the money for the crap game.
Yeah, I would have thought it would be Nathan.
The song was originally written for Nathan Detroit, but composer Frank
Lesser
decided it suited Skye Masterson better. It captures Skye's philosophical high-stakes approach to life and love.
Oh,
so, well done, you got 3 out of 3.
Bing.
God. Yes, I think one or two of those questions were slightly dodgy, but...
Well, what can I say? Both of you took part in that one, unlike last week.
You don't want to see me anymore. You can't listen to me laugh out loud. You don't want to see me dance. You can't even take the chance that it might reflect on you. Today, but the best part of me is standing in front of you and loves you anyway. Hold me in your heart till you understand. When we went all wrong, I know that I hurt you and you hurt me too, but you mean more to me, I must mean more to you. Hold me in your heart till you understand.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Up and down Park Avenue, on that famous thoroughfare, with her noses in the air. High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Put it on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz.
Paint and stage lights, where musicals matter.
See the moon slink down in the sky, darling. Let your fantasies fly, darling. Life is cold and the game is old.
Just see how virtue repays you. You turn and someone betrays you. Betray him first, and the game's reversed.
Warriola, caught in the middle of one long treacherous riddle. Can I trust you? Should you trust me too? We shamble on through this hell,
taking on secrets to send.
Till there comes a day when we sell our souls away.
Through the mist your lover is beckoning, comes that moment of reckoning. Faces change, even smiles grow strange.
And we all have so many faces, the real self often erases enticing lies, flicker through our eyes. Feel the terror, draw empathy the more you stare in the mirror, but hold your own, face the wind alone.
Reel on, love, toughen your scars, year by year like stars.
Till there comes the day when we
Jesus.
But finally, treason will seize us.
And only fools follow golden rules.
We all are caught in the middle of one long, treacherous thrill of who trusts who. Maybe I'll trust you, but can you trust me?
Bringing the best of theatre on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I won't share that. Just a recreation. I won't root that. Just worldly. I won't abort that. I'm a great.
I won't abort that. Doesn't.
Paint and Stage Lights.
Glider, lighter, 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 lighter school. Tonight is shining bright, you know. Oh, yeah, oh, no. Lighter, 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 light it up. Put it in the air and let it go. Start the beginning. Better to be alive. like this, they belong in a Guinness. Nights like this, never want them to finish. Don't wait for the end, let's start a beginning. Better to be alive than just to be living. Come on.
Kitchen, Kaleidoscope, and before that was This Is What We Want from Made in Dagenham. We're creeping up to our tour 22. Taking us there is City of Angels.
I'm in a sentimental way, so stay with me.
Stay with me.
I'll ask the orchestra to play.
Stay with me from City of Angels. I don't know whether you know this, but City of Angels was one of the victims of COVID. It had only just opened and, of course, everything closed down. And it was one of the shows that never came back.
Never came
and
back.
It was fabulous.
Stunning production.
Great show. They had the most amazing lighting effect where, you know, one's a character and one's the real person. The character was in black and white. The real person's in colour. When they swapped, the lighting swapped, so you've got black and white and colour. It was absolutely, I don't know how they did it. I still don't know how they did it.
Didn't get any bleed over then?
No.
No. I do not know how they did it.
They were racing around the set.
Yeah.
On different levels.
Yeah. And they were still in black and white or colour, depending on if they were real or fiction.
One of the most fantastic end of Act One numbers I think I've ever seen.
Yes. Totally.
It's brilliant.
So we wanted to come back so we can see it.
I wish it would. It was such a brilliant production. Such a brilliant production.
Time for this.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yeah, sorry, it's 2 at 22 plus 1 minute or so. We've overrun a little bit. We keep talking. Sorry about that. Anyway, the two songs this week are from Guys and Dolls, and we're going to hear Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, but to kick us off, Bushel and a Peck.
Of our round the world review, we take you down on the farm with our star Miss Adelaide and a hotbox Farmer Rats. A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you.
About you, my heart is leaping, having trouble sleeping,
cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. A bushel and a peck, though it beats me all the heck, beats me all the heck. I'll ever tend the farm, ever tend the farm, when I wanna keep my arm about you.
About you, about you.
The cows and chickens, yeah,
are going to the dick.
Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. Oh,
diddle, little, little, diddle, little, little, diddle, little, 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 little.
All right, everybody, it's time. Oh, yeah, here we go. Woo! All right, I want to show you something. Oh, yeah. Oh! Hello, boys.
You know, I really can't sleep.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
We will now hear testimony from Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson. Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Get up, you fat water buffalo!
Well, it happened to me kind of funny. Like a dream. That's it. A dream.
Tell us, in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there And I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat."
People all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat."
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down,
down, you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey. But the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, "Beware, you're on a heavenly trip." People all said, "Beware,
beware,
just call the ship." And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit
down, you're rocking the boat.
And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came. And I hollered, "Someone save me!" That's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat." Said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat." And the devil will drag.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I'm eager to share my love and devotion. It's deep as the ocean. I've plenty to spare, and since it's so ample, I'll throw you a sample. I will fix you up on the spot, so forget the things you have not. Can't you see, kid, what a very treasure you got. You got me, baby, you got me. You got my affection, baby, and my sympathy. You got my whole muscular equipment from A to Z, and it's free, baby, it's all free.
It's all free, it's all free, it's all free.
You got me, baby, you got me. You got my enthusiasm on the land and sea. You got my whole knack for getting ladies. It can't be beat, and it's free, baby, it's all free.
It's all free, it's all free, it's all free.
The brim with eager affection that seeks a direction. My vigor and vim leave no one excluded, and you are included. I will get you out of your lull. You won't feel unwanted or dull if you'll get this through that normal Neanderthal skull. You got me, baby, you got me.
You got me, baby, you got me. You got a guy who always functions systematically. You got my whole family in Peoria for you to see. And it's free, baby, it's all free.
It's all free, it's all free, it's all free.
Come on, get up, baby.
People or something else.
Well,
that was on the town.
Now, yes,
it's got some nice songs in it.
It's got
I must
some
admit,
great songs in it.
Know, I can yeah. cook too, and come up and see me and all that. See, and he wants. There's a song I need to know the story of, where he is trying to get away, and she's talking about going different places to see. Am I explaining this very well?
Yeah. It's come up to my place.
Yeah.
With Hildy and Chip.
Chip. Yeah. Yeah,
he wants to visit all these places that no right. longer exist in
that's
New York.
That's yeah. the one.
Brilliant. But she just wants him to come back to her apartment.
Yeah.
It's a sad time, you know.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
That is a lovely jingle to start with, but it's a horrible jingle to finish with because it means we've come to the end of another 60 minutes.
Yes.
It just flies by. I mean, we spend ages putting it all together and then suddenly, whoosh, it's gone. We hope you enjoy it. Do let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com. But it's time of the programme to say goodbye. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's lyrical challenge.
Yes, I love you, baby, just like Robin loves to sing. I love you, baby, like a flower loves the spring. It is, of course, River Deep, Mountain High from Tina the Musical.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll, only now my love is grown.
that's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.